أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، My dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This tape and this recording is a unique recording because it goes back to a lot of memory for me. And inshaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me guidance and give you guidance to what inshaAllah would benefit me and benefit you. Because intention is very important. That is why inshaAllah we set our intention, why we are here for, and what is our purpose. And this leads us to a very important point. InshaAllah, one moment. Can you stop for a moment? By this way, inshaAllah, we learn always. In any topic we talk about it, we set the intention. Because without intention, we cannot go anywhere. By this way, we set the intention, inshaAllah, is whatever we're going to talk about it, whatever we're going to hear, is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only from Allah. And this is a very precious merchandise today. To do some action purely to Allah, with complete sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma zidna 'ilman nafi'an wa rizqan wasi'an wa shifaa'an min kulli daa'. اللهم نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me a useful knowledge and contentment in my heart and cure from all disease and a very wide range of provision. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect me from knowledge is not useful, and from tongue is not remembering Allah, and is not with the heart is not content and thanks to Allah, and with the eyes is not tearing for Allah, and from dua is not accepted by Allah. For Allah protect us from all that. My dear brother and sister, Islam, inshaAllah, today something happened very beautiful. I won't share it with you in this particular recording, inshaAllah. I have two with me, two brothers. These two brothers, I love them for Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala good barakah for them and their family and what they're doing. And I'm going to share to you who these two brothers without mentioning them. These two brothers, I meet them in a Hajj, in a very beautiful meeting has been organized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of them meet me and they ask me to make some talk about Hajj. And with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like always happened to me, instead of talking about Hajj, I talk about the family value and the connection between family value and Hajj. Alhamdulillah, Allah put in their heart the love to me. And one of them came to me in the side and told me, you know, brother, what you're doing, I want to share with you. And I want to work with Allah with you. And both of them become, alhamdulillah, they feel responsible for spreading the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah reward them. Increase their effort, open their heart, give them sincerity, and increase their example among Muslims, inshaAllah. And this is not to flatter them or to make them someone better. Actually, it is a warning. Because once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses you and give you something and allow you to work for Him or support somebody working for Him, is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But after you receive the gift, you have a lot of work to do. how to save the gift of being lost by the devil, because the devil will never allow you to have a gift. After he gets a gift, he can bubble you up. He can make you arrogant. He can make you feel somebody. And all of a sudden, ujra, if it enters the heart and make you like yourself and like what you're doing, it erases you. This is the work of shaitan. Verse where shaitan can make you do good deed just to put you in a state of fear. Like somebody tried to make you make good money, and after that he showed you how he's going to steal the money from you. This was a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah be pleased with them. All they know, the devil is a thief. And he will come in, try to erase their deed and their level and connection with Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, inshaAllah, because this meeting today with these two brothers started in Mecca, and the topic was da'wah. It was not Hajj. They liked what he heard, and I'm going to share it with them today. And I'm going to share it with you, because this is my message. In case I die, I want everybody to know it. And this will be, inshallah, a series of messages in the same topic, which is da'wah, invitation to Islam. Because this topic, a lot of people forget. Number one, we're going to have this topic in different levels. Number one, why we do da'wah? Is da'wah an invitation to Islam to belong to somebody special? Or anyone who is a Muslim has to make da'wah? And what kind of da'wah? What kind of invitation? Number one, I have to go back to Quran and Sunnah to discover where this topic is coming from. We are the follower of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We follow the Sunnah, which is the custom and habit of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the Sunnah? It's action. What is the highest level of the Sunnah? His thinking, his thought, his effort, his aim. What was is to invite you to Allah. By this way, if I'm a Muslim, following the Sunnah will be the highest level to really read the Sunnah is to do exactly what the Prophet does. And it's a duty, an obligation. Nobody knows. A lot of people forget. Why? Because we forget between the obligation and the job. You see, Islam, you have obligation and you have a duty and a job. To do your five prayer, to make salah, to make fast, to go to Hajj, to make any deed, to give charity, is obligation. But you have a duty, you have a job. This job is to invite the world to Allah. Also as a state of thanks. Because if you thank someone, what you do? Oh, so-and-so did this to me, so-and-so he was kind to me, so-and-so was generous to me. And you keep talking all the time about somebody who's good to you. What about Allah who's so generous to us? Is Allah not deserved to always we talk about him? This is why Messenger and Prophet was always to talk about Allah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam different qualification in Quran. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are with a great manner. This is something he gave it to him. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we did not send you except mercy to mankind. Again, is a quality but a quality with a job. And a quality and a message for us as a follower of the Prophet. He is mercy to mankind. Meaning, if I'm a follower of this Prophet, I have to be mercy to mankind too. According to the amount and level Allah allowed me to have. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم داعيا ومبشرا ونذيرا. We send you to invite داعيا ومبشرا with a glad tidings in Jannah, ونذيرا to warn people also what happened if you do not listen. And also with the knowledge of Allah, who is leading us Siraj al-Munira, with the power and strength of Allah and the command of Allah, and attended and alive to mankind. This means the message is alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alive. He sends Jibreel alayhi salam, angel from life. With the Quran is life. With Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is life to mankind. Life over life over life over life. To get us out from the darkness to light. This is the message. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. Say, Ya Muhammad, this is my way. أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. I invite toward Allah. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ. With vision and a command from Allah. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة وما يتبعني. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله أنا ومن تبعني. Me and my follower. Again here is too many points. He said me and my follower. He didn't say me only. Very important. This means a follower of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I'm a follower of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have to listen. And I have to invite. By this way, it's many, many points from Quran why we have to invite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a label to this ummah. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You are the best ummah has been descended to mankind. To mankind. أخرجت للناس. Sent to mankind. And أخرجت by Arabic meaning went out. تأمرون بالمعروف. وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. To command what is right and forbid what is evil and what is wrong and to believe in Allah. Now, this is many, many verses and many hadith about this topic. I'm not going to go all of them, just for some of them, as a reminder. And inshallah, for every day, I'm going to mention some. By this way, number one, we have to cultivate in our heart. We have a beauty, we have a job, we have a goal in life. Because today, a lot of Muslims do not know what is a goal. The goal is not to worship. Because part of the main worship is not what is a ritual. No, it's to invite. And people make them worship Allah by inviting toward Allah. How much you're worried about that? We have some time to know the price. Because the price makes people want to do. The more I talk about something, the more you do. You see, today, one of our problems, we talk about business, we talk about family, we talk about sons, we talk about daughter, we talk about wife, we talk about everything. And the reality of what we're talking about is becoming our heart. Because anything you talk about it a lot, you see it a lot, it will enter into your heart. What happened to the companion of the Prophet ﷺ? They saw the Prophet. The Prophet talked about Allah. They are together and talk about Allah all the time. Wonder what happened. They love Allah so much to the point even they forget their own wife. Imagine a man, one of the companions, sitting and his wife in his lap, or actually his head in the lap of his own wife. Look at this, you know, a very nice romantic time. And the wife finds her leg become wet. He's weeping. And she starts weeping. Now his pieces get wet. After a while, he stopped weeping and he asked her, why are you weeping? She said, I'm weeping for your weeping. Why are you weeping? Now I'm asking the husband. He said, I remember what Allah gave us in paradise and what Allah will do to us if we didn't listen to Him, and I start weeping. In his own, or in his head, in her own lap, or in her own leg, and he doesn't even think about her leg or her body, but he thinks about Allah. Look at that, what he's thinking about and where and when. Why has he reached this level? Because he talks about it all the time, and he listens to it. Environment. Environment is very powerful. Today what we're missing is violence. We go to work, we come back to work. We sit with the wife and kids, we come back from the wife and kids. We do not see nothing, except we engage in things we'll be attached to it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us from your family and your wife and kids and your money is enemy. Be careful. Because if we get deceived from our family and wife and kids or husband, we're finished. And we forget the duty. And this is what happened to us. Because once you become, after material, you become selfish. You become greedy. Only think about me. What about my brother and sister in Islam? We do not think about it. What about my brother and sister in humanity? They go to hellfire. We don't care. Because I care about myself. I care about my daughter. I care about my son. But I do not care about others. I saw Muslims who marry another Muslim, and when the relationship goes sour, wonder what happened. When the situation gets sour, he tells his family or whatever, I want to save my daughter. I want to save my son. But he does not want to save his wife. Look at this. He feels his daughter or his son is belong to him. But his wife, she can go to her fire, no problem. Why? Selfish, greed, and blindness. And he forget, the wife who marry her for paper or whatever, or for the green card for 2 or 3 years, she will be pushing him in the day of judgment about all what he did to her and what she did to him. Oh my dear husband, I give you the green card to America. I give you the blue passport. And you do not give me the white passport to Jannah. You deny me from knowing who is Allah by your bad manner and bad behavior and being selfish. I know many men, Muslims, who are supposed to be Muslims, they do not want to invite their wives, the non-Muslims, to Islam. Why? They do not want to feel obligated to them. They feel if they're not a non-Muslim, they can get rid of many problems, and they can do whatever they want, and they can do mischief to them. Look at the amount of greed and selfish we have. It makes us blind. Why? If we have our duty. Imagine when we hear about some families in need of food and shelter. We're willing to help those money. Willing to help with anything. And we forget. A person needs shelter and food. Shelter and food, it can be for a day, 1 week, 1 month, or months. But what about the shelter from hellfire? What about one to go to paradise? Imagine you see that person to go from hellfire to paradise by giving the message. Or invite him toward Allah, invite him to Jannah, paradise. Which one is greater? To feed him for 1 day, 1 month, 2 months, or to feed him forever for infinity by the will of Allah in paradise? We already took a meeting to collect money by hundreds of thousands of dollars to send it to some groups or some people or some family to feed them. But never I see somebody really collecting money to spread the message, to save the people from the torture of Allah in her fire. Which one is greater? Think, my brother and sister in Islam. Which one is really greater? To make them content for a week, 1 month, be happy for 2 years, 1 year, or make them happy for infinity when Allah be pleased with them? If they become a good Muslim, or they became a Muslim, and worship Allah the way Allah wants. By this way, we have to remember, inviting toward Allah in general is a duty. Is a duty. Is not belong to a group, is not belong to a sect, is a duty for everyone, whatever how much you want. But you have to know, people do not know how even to ask. You see, to work for Allah, you have to send an application. You have to inquire. You have to really desire it. Because who you work for? You work for Allah. Why Allah will allow you to work for Him? Only if you see in your heart sincerity and you really want. How you show Allah sincerity when daily, in every prayer, in every action, you think about other. You think about, oh Allah, allow me to work for you. Oh Allah, let me work for you. Oh Allah, let me spread the word of you. You see, when we want something for ourselves, we keep crying for it daily. This is called sincerity of talab. Sincerity of talab means when you really want it. You ever see a kid nagging every day? Oh daddy, you buy me this ball. Oh daddy, you get me this toy. Oh daddy, day and night, day and night. Why? Because he wants a toy. When somebody, this is human nature, when you want something, you keep nagging for it. You keep wanting. You really go after it every moment, every day. And to Allah's eye example, if I am sincere of any problem between me and Allah, one of the signs is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find it in my heart and my thought. Daily I'm thinking about it. Every hour I'm thinking about it. I even forget my own family. I forget my own wife and kids and husband and this and that. And I'm thinking about one thing. Only one thing. How I can work for Allah. How Allah can choose me. How Allah can accept me. Once you keep doing that, and you really keep trying, not by time only, keep trying. Allah will test you. And listen carefully now, this is the beginning. Once you really want to invite the word Allah, Allah will test you. How Allah will test you? Number one, you have to deny yourself. If you work for Allah, is Allah need your knowledge? Allah is Alim. He is all-knowing. He doesn't need your knowledge. He doesn't need your brain. You have to deny yourself and be humble. Is Allah need your money? Allah is the most rich. He has the kingdom of all the treasure of everything. If you feel weak, Allah is the powerful.
Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us. If we want one for Allah, to deny ourselves completely. From any meaning. The moment you deny yourself completely, with your heart, and you surrender to Allah and say, oh Allah, I cannot do it. Oh Allah, accept it and give me the ability. At this only moment, Allah will accept it. But if the Allah looks at your heart and says, but if I have this, I will do it. But if I have this, I will do it. If the people listen to me, no. Da'wah starts by knowing Allah is the doer. Allah is the owner of the heart. Allah is the one that allows people to hear you. Now the question, how people will hear me and my word enter to their heart? You remember a moment ago we said, who is the owner of the heart? Allah. Now, why Allah will carry a message from me and send it to somebody's heart? Very good question. Is that a way? It's a very weak, but it has many evidences. Meaning is reported. We do not know for sure if it's a prophet or some of the companion or somebody else, or maybe hadith Qudsi. What it says, when a person to Allah sends angels, one in the state of the heart, one in the status of the tongue. And Allah already knows what's going on. And Allah asks, O my angel, whoever speaks what he has in his heart, if women to what he has in his tongue or different, if it's different, Allah says he's a liar, he's a hypocrite. Take what he's saying and lift it above the ear of the listener. Nobody will listen to nothing. And if the person is sincere, meaning the status of the heart, equivalent to the status of the tongue, Allah tells the angel, take what is the heart of my servant, put it in the heart of the listener. And this we call it in knowledge, the power of speech. The power of speech only coming by Allah. If Allah wants to take whatever in my heart and give it to somebody else, not in my tongue. Tongue is cheap. Allah will not allow the message to go from tongue to tongue or tongue to ear. No. It will be just bouncing. So, no power, no strength, no flower. It's almost like a farmer keep putting seed in their own ground. Now, how the word will come from my heart? You cannot have the word come from your heart until or unless you are sincere. What it means? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants you, the speaker, to do what you say. First, I have to do what I'm saying. I have to negative action. I have to stick fast on it. And I have to ask Allah to give me steadfast to it and sincerity. After that, Allah will test me. And after that, Allah will give me the power of sending the message. Only at this time. And this is why, when we look to all messenger and prophet, they have what they call it waqfa tarbiyah, a period of time of education. And we know to take, for example, Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam was a strong man, grew up well in the palace, in the kingdom of the palace of the king of Egypt, the Pharaohs. What does it mean? It's boiled, living luxury. Meaning he doesn't have it. This is why when he left Egypt, a man came to him and told him, protect me from this man. Musa alayhi salam, he went to boom, boom. He gave him one punch. He's dead. One punch. This is the quality of Musa at this time.
I know that nothing is from Allah, forgive me. He's a god, he's not from a shaitan. He deceived me, he made me function. And after that, he came to him the following day. Anyway, after that, now he heard the news. A man came to him, tell him, I'm not giving you advice, run away. The first coming to kill you. He takes whatever among people believing in him, doesn't believe in him as a messenger because he doesn't have a message yet. Just as a man from Bani Israel. And he fled. But when he fled, okay? At this time, he just gives a message to the Pharaohs, and he floods a small amount of people believe in him. Now wonder what happened. When he crossed the Red Sea, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him, hit the sea with a stick of wood. He called Allah. He hit the sea, Allah opened the sea, he go with all the storm. Now, in some weaker court, when Musa alayhi salam crossed the sea, he looked behind him like anyone flooding, he found the Pharaohs coming, and the sea still open. He went to the stick of water, he hit the sea. He heard the voice. He said, Musa, is not the wood. It is me. When you are crossing the first time, I tell you, hit the sea. I command you. The stick of wood will work because I commanded to do the job. But second time, when you cross the Red Sea, when you feel from the first, you want to do it by your own self. It will not work because I did not command you. What is teaching us? Everything happened to messenger as part of the teaching. Meaning, a messenger or a person who is invited toward Allah has to be according to Allah, not according to his desire or his status of fear or want or desire. No, he's completely out. And after that, he goes to Sinai Desert. And Allah gave him 20 years. According to some support, 12 to 14 years. What is it for? This was called Waqfa Tarbiyah. To spend some time in a desert environment. Imagine from a man, okay, living in a palace, everything there, to a man has nothing. What does it mean? To teach him, I'm the one who will do everything. And this is the first point we have to learn it if you want to work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the doer, not me. This is why when a person, anyone who wants to work for Allah, you have to keep saying La ilaha illallah. And say it loud to yourself to the point you deny yourself. And start having faith in Allah, but not faith in Allah only by talk, by action. Do not talk until you feel Allah put in your heart to talk. Do not think until you ask Allah, oh Allah, what do you think about it? Oh Allah, give me the wisdom. Put in my tongue what is benefit to me and what benefit to them. Because only Allah knows. An inviter cannot push nobody. You cannot push. Pushing who? It's everything from Allah. Either Allah will allow certain people to listen to me or not listening to me. Only by His own will. By this way, if I really understand invitation to Allah, meaning if nobody listening to me, something wrong with me, not people. I will put finger to myself first. Meaning, I have to have the tarbiyah first. I did not get the education first. By this way, my level of iman and level of manner did not reach the level which Allah will accept me to be heard. And this is the moment. If you really learn it, you will be quiet and work on yourself. Work on yourself. Return all the mistakes to yourself. This is the beginning of invitation to make all the mistakes, return it to yourself. To prepare yourself to handle people according to what Allah wants. And in the time Allah wants, not me. By this way, me is completely out. You cannot invite for Allah and say me. I told them. He didn't listen. No. Meaning shaitan is with you, not Allah with you. Who are you? You too. Who's the one who allows the talk to be heard? Allah. When? In the time Allah wants. How? In the way Allah desires and wants by His own wisdom. And sometimes we can stop the mercy from Allah by our action. As a punishment from our action. By this way, to invite the word Allah, you have to deny yourself. Number one. And go study the name of Allah. And discover who the doer really. And live it, calculate it, not only by time. Today, every time I meet a Muslim today, we live with the name of Allah and that we live Allah with tongue, not with action. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, the Prophet he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names of attribute, whoever memorizes them, enter Jannah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he replied about that. He said, when the Prophet he said, memorize it, he did not mean memorize it with a tongue. When we, he could talk about the companion, when we said somebody memorized something, meaning he lived it. He lives and can give the name of Allah. He has it. When you see the name of Allah walking, meaning my face is so calm and so happy. The way I talk, the way I deal with people, the way I'm patient, my manner, it becomes attracting to people to me. Not my tongue, my manner. You ever heard about a messenger has bad manner? This why when we give the example of Moses alayhi salam, because Moses was very tough according to some report. Very powerful man. He kept anger very quick. Even when he went to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he asked his brother to take care about his affair, wonder what happened. When he came back, he asked him, what happened? When he made the Aisha, when he made the cow, and everything else. The first thing he did, he took his own brother from his head, from his hair, and he put him on the ground. And his lady reported him to Allah, he said, oh my brother, don't take my beard and my hair. These are what he did. But that's what we learn. The Musa was very tough. This is why any messenger, even in a little bit of, we cannot call it defect, but we call it little bit of lack and certain quality, he has to go to a period. Allah put him in a period of training. Training after training, until the training will be elevated to the point he deserves it. He deserves the opening of Allah. Because we forget Allah is the opener. He called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his name Fattah. Not me Fattah. You have to remember that. Allah is Fattah, not me Fattah. Allah is Hadi, not me Hadi. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Allah is the Ghaiba, not me. If I know Allah is the opener, Allah is the owner of the heart, Allah is the head, who is me? I'm nothing. Only Allah can accept my message or not. When we study in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 13 years in Mecca, how many people embrace Islam? Not even less than 100. Less than 100 in 13 years? Make this small calculation and division.
100 divided by 13 years. 13 years each year has 12 months. How many?
How many?
2 a year?
1.5?
Imagine per year? Or 2? Or 5? Or 10? 10 a year. Imagine 10 a year?
Less than that.
Very, a lot less. And we're talking about what? A prophet, the most beloved man to the Creator. And angels are in with him. And he's doing da'wah and petition day and night. And he worshiped and he goes to the cave of Hira, crying to Allah, oh Allah, allow me. What is still us? Is not our job. And when the message is not for us, right away I have to get a moment. If I'm doing a message and it's not for us, something wrong with my iman. Something wrong with my manner. I have to be quiet. I have to go to the cave. I have to build my iman and my character. I have to build the connection. Because the owner is the one who will open to that opening for me. What is the message of this time? Meaning I have to worship more. I have to go back to Allah more. I have to build my connection more. This is Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is Sunnah of Allah. And also, whatever I'm going to do, it cannot be for somebody. It has to be for Allah. Today I find out, people invite in the family and put all their effort in the family. What about others? Is a Muslim Ummah is not my family? Is only I'm going to be questioned about my family and others not being questioned at all? What happens if my family is not listening to me? What is the message here? Maybe Allah wants me someplace else. Are you ever trying? You see, if you really work for Allah, you have to know you're working for Allah. You're not the doer, Allah is the doer. Again, Allah is using you according to what He wants. In the time He wants, in the way He wants. If you find Allah is opening, Allah is opening. Allah is closing, Allah is closing. If it's Allah is closing, I go back to Allah. If it's Allah is opening, I make a lot of istighfar. I make that Allah knows so far, ask Allah to forgive me. By this way, I will not be arrogant and think I'm doing something. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Mecca, in Fath Mecca, the opening of Mecca, after almost 50 years, 17 years, he entered and his eyes crying, he's weeping and his face down. Thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I know Allah is a doer, Allah is a owner, not nothing. All this we call it the basic understanding and fundamental of making da'wah. That is why we said, number one, unite ourselves. Number two is to stay fast in the rule of Allah and try to inculcate the iman in our heart first and build in manner and character. How you build manner and character? You cannot build manner and character until you go to Allah. Allah is the ruler of manner and character. He gives it to whom He wants, in the time He wants, in the way He wants, according to how much you try and ask Him for it. What about if I ask for it but I do not receive it? Something wrong with me. Because building manner and character is progress. You see, jihad, najahada. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who are struggling for me, I will give them guidance. You see, Allah will use the word struggle. It's not an easy word. Struggle is not an easy word. Jihad is not an easy word. And to do jihad against yourself is the highest. Today I met many Muslims, they said, it is me, what do you want me to do? It's my habit, Allah created me this way. Don't say that, because in the front of Allah you cannot tell them that. All of us created with defect. All of us, different defect. What's the wisdom behind it? Even Prophet and Messenger, in a certain extent. By this way, we can aid the Iman and we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah to do it, and we start the real struggle. At this moment, when we start the real struggle, at this moment only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start giving us. It's a struggle. You cannot make dua, but you cannot make an effort. Dua, you ask Allah to give you the ability. But how you ask Allah to give you the ability, and in the meantime, you're not doing any effort. You have to make a lot of effort. By action. Not an effort with tongue. With action. If I don't do that, I'm a liar. If I say this is my habit, it's a liar. Meaning I'm not doing enough effort. I'm not struggling against my desire. What does it mean? I'm not doing enough effort. I'm not connecting my heart to the right connection. Maybe I still have some arrogance. Or I think I'm the doer. I have to do. No, you do not have to do. Allah is the doer. You see, the first step, you see, this is what happens. If the first element, which is denying yourself, it will not happen, you will never receive the second one. First one, you deny yourself. If you deny yourself at this moment only, you will realize you need the character and you need the manner. At this moment only, Allah will start feeding you because you are humble. You know now the truth. You know nobody, and you need Allah for everything. At this moment, Allah will feed you. What happens if I'm not getting enough quality and enough manner? Something wrong with me. Not with the people. It is me. Meaning I do not deny myself yet. Meaning my la ilaha illallah is not completed. La ilaha. No. One scholar said something beautiful. He said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the embrace of Islam by denying. Denying anything before Allah. What does mean everything and anything? Meaning me among them. That is why I have to deny everything to Allah enter my heart. The more I deny everything, including myself and my desire, the more Allah will enter my heart. At this moment only I remember. By this way, we talk about the first element, which is denying yourself. Second element is steadfast with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to receive the manner and character by building the connection with Allah. Worship, doing things, remember Allah, save your tongue, save your ear, save your, you know, your everything, your eyes. Meaning save yourself free to move for Allah. But this time you're not walking yet. You're just trying to establish good record to send your application. Imagine I'm going to apply for a job and my record is so bad. Or the resume full of mistakes. Or I go in a bad looking and a bad manner. You think I will get the job? And even if I do everything correct and I get the job, wonder what that. The first job Allah will test me with is He will make me work for Him and nothing will happen. And this normal. You keep working, you keep trying, nothing happens. You keep working, nothing happens. Nothing! Nobody listening. What do you want? What's me? Is the message. Meaning Allah accepts you, but He tells you you're not ready yet. You're not ready yet. What is meaning again? I have to return back to myself and build the connection and build my manner. Can I invite Allah this time? No. And I have to be very calm. And when I invite, I really invite with the intention, arms and arms and arms to be invited. Meaning every time I talk to people about Allah, in my heart I said, this message is not for them, I'm so weak, I'm just going to myself. Maybe I start building the memory. Like sometimes I talk to people about good memory, and after that Allah tests me by some calamity and trial. You see what I'm going to do? I'm going to implement what I'm saying, or I'm just going to talk about it. And it's very dangerous. Very dangerous. You really want the power of speech and the power of invitation, inviting toward Allah, you have to try very hard to do what you're talking about. You have to do what you're talking about. Or at least between you and Allah, oh Allah, I'm a sinner, I'm weak. Oh Allah, give me the ability to do it. And you're ready to try. This is the first two elements of inviting toward Allah. And like I said, number three, even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the will of Allah accept you to work for Him, now He will give you many trials. All this trial is designed to test your sincerity and earnestly and truthful toward Allah. Meaning, after He accepts you, He wants you to return everything to Allah, not to yourself again. Because at this moment, a lot of people fail. Oh, Allah, 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 oh, you know, I did this, I did that. No, I did nothing. It's Allah. Allah is the organizer. Allah is the doer. Allah, He has the keys of everything, not me. Now, this is number three. Now we start working for Allah. How do we work for Allah? Imagine not working for anybody. Number one, you have to ask Allah to give you. You know what, I really want to continue this talk, but my audience is already invited to something else. And I do not know if I will be guilty if I continue on using this situation or what I do. By the way, this teaches us a very important point, and this Allah gave it to me. Can we invite somebody who is not in a state of readiness? Imagine somebody sleeping and invite her, let's go, let's play, and he's leaving. It will be me, it's some problem with me. Really, look at the wisdom of Allah. Allah is so wise, because it's a very important point. You see, I forget it, but Allah gave me, you see, the reminder. Because Allah is the one who gave me, not me. I didn't have to listen. You see, I'm trying. And this is one thing very important. When we invite, we have to remember, I'm just a reminder. I'm talking about Allah. I'm just like a farmer. I have new land. And this wisdom is a wisdom from Allah. Imagine I go and keep putting seeds in a low land, or a land very poor, or a rocky land. It doesn't work. I have first to choose the right land. How I choose the right land? By calling Allah to give me some wisdom and be patient. Number two, when I do the seeds, is not my job. My job, I'm doing seeds. Sometimes a seed, you put seeds in the ground, you find some plant coming after 1 week, some plant coming after 2 weeks, some plant coming after 3 days, some plant never come. What's the farmer's job? His farmer's job is to put the seeds. The farmer to cultivate the ground. The farmer to root up all the seeds. But he doesn't know which one. And even when the tree comes, he doesn't know which one will give him the good fruit, which one will give him a bad fruit. And this is again, it takes us to the first step, denying ourselves. But this time, in action. For instance, I have huge wisdom. If I see the ground is so bad, or maybe it's not ready, doesn't mean it's bad, maybe it's not ready. Maybe it needs a little bit of cultivation. And if you study in agriculture, you find out cultivation can take years. You can cultivate a piece of land for 5-10 years before even you put the seed. And if you put any seed, it will not work. What does this mean, my brother and sister? In that way, we have to think. Before we talk, we think. And thinking is the first stage of da'wah. And the most powerful one. Because who are we thinking about? Making da'wah to somebody. And who we report it to? Allah. Imagine I do da'wah without thinking, it will never work. During the thinking, meaning I'm asking Allah, oh Allah, this is a situation. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ used to do. He go to the cave and start meditate and do dhikr and remember Allah and pray. And meantime, he gives Allah the condition. And he wait for Allah to tell him what to do. Very important, my brother. By this way, inshallah, we start at this moment with to make sure, inshallah, before we do anything, we go back to Allah and we wait and be patient and also to have faith. Imagine a farmer put the seed and he believed it will never work. You think he will put the seed? No way. This is another problem. We cannot put the seed with the intention to never grow. We put the seed with the intention, inshallah, will grow even after 10 years. Maybe after I die. Allah only will know Allah. He's the one who knows. He's the wise. And now I think I have to be very wise, and my guest now is going to sleep, and with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll continue another time. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله
اعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاه والسلام على اشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين الى يوم الدين اما بعد My dear brother and sister in Islam, we're still in the journey of da'wah, invitation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people say, you're repeating yourself. You repeat many things over and over again. One scholar, one time I complained to him about this topic almost 10 years ago. And he told me, repeating is important. If you look in the Quran, many verses with many meaning has been repeated in different ways. Why? When we repeat a topic meaning, we won't calculate it. Today ask yourself, if I repeat the topic and I hear it, I already doing what I heard? Because today sometimes we complain, I know it. If you know it, you're doing it. And if you're doing it, you're steadfast. Do you know sometime is very important to remember? Because shaitan will make us forget. By this way, repeating things is very healthy. And this is how we can come and get something. But as a human being, you should worry about what you hearing and what you watching. Because by repeating, it enters the heart. And if it fills the heart, you will start implementing what you're filling your heart with. This is why the conducting people, according to different product in a TV, by repeating the commercial. Repeating the commercial in the television is doctoring you automatically to like certain product. He never tried. But over and over again, you start like it. And it hang in your head and your heart. And automatically you go to the supermarket and you pick up the product. And you believe down, deep down, it is the best. Why? Why you believe is the best? Because it's what you heard. It's what you watch. By this way, when you want something to get in your heart, repeat it. Why do we keep remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us to remember Him day and night? Why? Because Allah, He know us. And He know if we do not remember Allah day and night, we'll be gone. We'll be lost. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, if you hear something, and whatever you heard or you're hearing is good, do not complain about why it is repeated, but ask yourself, is me implement what I heard? And if you do not implement it, don't shut it off, because repeating actually will benefit you as soon or later. It will start calculating in your heart by repeating. Because if you do not repeat it, Shaitan will make you forget what you have been taught. This is a reminder between me and you. But as we're repeating, hearing Quran, hearing the right advice, hearing the word of the Prophet ﷺ over and over again, it will inshallah allow us to come one day and able to implement it. And this also one of the way to penetrate certain knowledge to the heart of a human being. This was a companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace and blessing be upon him. You spend a lot of time with him over and over again. The more you're spending time with whom you love, who you believe, they have good message, the more you will calculate the message. The more you repeat it, the more your ear is hearing it, the more your heart is hearing it, the more once in a while you will think about it. After a while, if you hear it enough, it will calculate in your heart. And this, by the way, one of the principles in da'wah, invitation, to keep always repeating the same message over and over again. La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. This why is important even when you are a child, your parents keep repeating that. This why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the advice and give the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and companion the advice of the adhan. To call for Allah, to call for success, to call for goodness, to call for pray, to call to Allah, the greatest. Ya Allah. During the journey of da'wah, you need a tutor. You need someone, a role model. You have to be in the company of a role model. And you have to always, once you are with a company of role model, you go back home and you set the role model. And very important, setting the role model not by how much you talk, is how much you do, and you stay fast with good manner and good behavior. Very important. Also very important to keep in our mind the environment. According to what environment we engage with, this will really rub in ourselves and really will affect us so much. Because actually a human being is according 80% of what we have in our life according to our environment. You will find according who you are, where you're coming from, you like certain food. Doesn't mean this food is the best, but this is the way you grow up with. And you start believing of what you have been doing it all the time. A lot of Christians, they are sincere in their own ways because they believe of the doctrine and what they have been taught all their life. Once you taught somebody something and you repeat it over time, and you let them sit in the right environment, he started believing it. Right or wrong is a different topic. Right and wrong is a different topic. But we talk about a certain principle in here, environment. You sit with people listening to certain kind of music, after a while you like the same music. You sit with people dancing, after a while they like to dance. You sit with people going to fishing or something, you like to do whatever they're doing. But if I ask you 2 or 3 years before that, you like to do such and such, you said no. Because you're not exposed to it, and you do not sit in the environment for some time to start like it. This is how human being is. By this way, the believer and the inviter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first, I have to sit in the right environment, and whoever I invite, help this person to sit in the right environment too. And for us, the right environment is to sit with Allah, to have some time alone between us and Allah, and to call Allah, to speak to Allah, to remember Allah, to ask Allah for guidance, ask Allah for quality, ask Allah to purify our heart, to give us strength, to give us the ability. Because everything from Allah, He's the owner of all the treasure. Now, according to the environment, something will happen. Once you sit in a certain environment for some time, you're building habit and customs. This habit and customs will develop your manner and your behavior and your conduct and your character. This is why we have to sit with the right people for some time. The more time we spend with these people, the role model, the more we will get educated. Why today in the Muslim Ummah, the knowledge of Islam is very harsh and very skeleton, very weak, because it is a knowledge of lecture, not the knowledge of reality, not the knowledge of action, not the knowledge of role model. Because role model meaning the person is living it, he's doing it. Allah will allow it to penetrate from his heart to others. And when you try to sit with these people, and you try to really grasp it, and you really sacrifice to sit with these people, you sacrifice your time, your effort, everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. The companion used to sacrifice their own family to sit with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of them even do not want to go home. One woman in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she came to complain, "O Prophet of Allah, my husband, he weeping a lot and he cannot fulfill the right of the house." He said, "Why? Are you a good woman to him? A good wife?" She said, "Yes, I try to do my best." "Is the children is nice to him?" He said, "Yes." She said, "Yes." "You have a finance problem?" She said, "No." "You have a family problem?" She said, "No." "He has a problem with anybody?" She said, "No." He said, "Okay, call him." They call him. So Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, "Why are you weeping too much in your family and you're not doing your right of your family?" He started weeping. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I love you so much. And every time I leave from your presence, I cannot take it. I miss you. And I want to be with you. And I do not know if I'm going to see you again the following day or so. For this I weep. And when I go to my family, and I think, what happened if I die tonight and I will not see you again? I weep. And I think if I go to the grave and I be for some time in the grave without seeing you, I weep. And in the day of judgment, I will be with whom I will be and you will be with the messenger and prophet. I weep. And if inshallah Allah allow me to go to paradise, I will be in certain level and you will be in a high level close to Allah. I weep because I miss you, Ya Rasulullah. I cannot take it to be away from you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not answer. You know who answered? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered. Allah sent Angel Jibreel with a verse in Quran. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يطع الله ورسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا صدق الله العظيم. Angel Jibreel came with a message, beautiful message, to answer this man. Whoever obey Allah and His Messenger, Allah will make him a companion of Messenger and Prophet and Siddiqeen, the very high people like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and Shuhada, the martyrs of Allah and for Allah, والصالحين, and the pious people, وحسن أولئك رفيقا, and this is the best companion in paradise. A man get up right away and he said, Ya Rasulullah, is this for him only? He said, this is for him and for whom who implemented. This is a glad tidings for all of us. Whoever obey Allah and His Messenger, he will be with them, inshallah. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, make us among those, Ya Allah. Say Ameen, inshallah. And this meaning, it need work. We need to work. We need to obey Allah and His Messenger the way Allah want, by the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we're going to talk about that in detail when we talk about the Sunnah and the importance of implementing the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a teaching and habit and custom of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the broad meaning of Sunnah. Because today people do not understand what we're talking about is Sunnah. The main Sunnah and the main job of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, invitation, is not two rak'ah and two rak'ah. Now, all this love and all this, what we're talking about it, will develop responsibility. And we talk about that in detail in the second tape, because once we understand our duty and how much Allah command us of what we're talking about and how much Allah warn us if we do not engage with it, we will not do, because a human being always do according to the responsibility. The more we understand responsibility, the more we will do. By this way, again, one of the important topics, we have to feel responsible. And we have to live responsible of this topic. Is a responsibility, is a job, is a duty, is an obligation. It's not just something somebody invite me to it. No. Is that my message? Is that a message of a man or a group or a sect? It is a message of Allah. Once I feel responsible, and I really feel responsible, I will seek, I will search, I will try. And this will inquire and require sacrifice. Now I need to sacrifice my time. I need to plan my time. When I can do da'wah? How I can do da'wah? And you sacrifice with money, time, and wealth, and yourself. And again, we're going to talk about that in details later on in different tapes. But for the time being, just keep it in your heart. You have to sacrifice this deen, this religion, this way of life. This Islam is not just a talk or a session. You have to sacrifice. in all kind of means. The more you sacrifice, the more Allah will accept you. And the more you will be elevated, the more Allah will give you the power to be reached. Because now you are honest and sincere. Honest and sincerity coming from what? From sacrificing. You sacrifice your ego, your arrogance. You become humble. You put your nose down. You look to people as they are better than you. You want really be benefit to them and benefit to mankind. You try very hard. You try to connect to people just to hear the message. You try to let them benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dawah is expensive. Go back to Khadija radiallahu anha, the first wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was one of the most richest women in Arabic Peninsula. And after a few years, what happened? She lost all her money. But we think she lost it. She spent it in her husband. She spent it in her husband to what? To convey the message of Allah. To the point Jibreel alayhi salam, Angel Jibreel came with a peace and blessing from Allah to her and give her the glad tidings and give her the good news. Is Allah prepare a special house for her, a special palace for her in a paradise, just for her and what she done. And the Prophet ﷺ used to cry and he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never give me one like Khadija. He married many women, but only one woman, she make a big dent in his life. Why? She sacrificed herself. She's the first believer. She's the first supporter. She supports him with every means. She's the first one, she believes in him. And she trusting him. In everybody at the time, nobody believing him and calling crazy. And she spent all her wealth to spread the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, the price of dawah is very high, sacrifice. And also, the price from Allah is very high. And also to keep in our mind, this job is a beautiful job. It's a job Allah chooses whom He wants for it. And to go back to Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenge anyone doing any job or any business and said, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Who is doing better and saying better and doing, you know, engage in something better than inviting toward Allah? Allah challenge. Is anyone can do better jobs than inviting toward Allah? Is anyone can be having more success in this life and hereafter by working for somebody better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah challenging us. Today, if you try to start making da'wah, people call you a loser because you're losing your money. You're losing your material status. And they forget you're not losing it. You're saving it with the one he never losing it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا and do good deed. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ and he say, I am among the Muslim. By this way, Allah challenging anyone in mankind to do better than inviting toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is this not enough as a price to make me feel dignity, to make me feel happy, to make me feel pleased? I'm working for Allah, I'm calling toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once I feel this feeling, I will be more anxious, more hungry, more desired to work for Allah. Once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see this feeling inside of me, Allah inshallah will open the road. Because it is a gift. Huge gift. Humongous. But why Allah will give it to me? Why Allah will open my heart? Why Allah will give me a vision? Why Allah will open the heart of other to me? Why Allah put wisdom in my tongue? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will penetrate what I'm saying to the heart of others? Why Allah will accept me to be the cause of guiding others? On this, I'm doing something Allah loves. And this is why it is a package. Dawah is not only a tiny thing. This is why some of the scholars of Dawah, they say, Dawah is Ummul A'mal. Dawah is the mother of all deed, because it perfected your deed. It puts you in a complete environment to be all the time working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You always need of Allah. You always need of Allah. Either you are in the need of Allah, or either you are working for Allah, or you're doing something for Allah. But it's with you all the time for Allah. Your heart, your mind, your soul, your body, your energy, your money, everything for Allah. What more beautiful than that? What actually? The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said it in Surah At-Tawbah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he purchased the believer and their money. بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. And the price is Jannah, paradise. Some people said, continue the verse. يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They fight in the path of Allah. But they forget. Why is he fighting? Is he fighting to kill people? Is Muslim used to fight to kill people? Is Muslim fight to conquer land? Or Muslim fight after they make da'wah first? And they have opposition. This is why you find in the history, okay, da'wah topic is not located in any book. Because actually it is inside the jihad topic. Why? Because the whole jihad, the whole struggle to invite toward Allah. But in different sequence, we're not going to go through it now. Today, you can invite toward Allah day and night. Nobody will stop you anywhere. Allah is so generous to us. Many times in the history, to invite toward Allah, you have to be slaughtered. To just say, oh, believe in Allah, you will be finished. You will be killed. Today you invite toward Allah and people will respect you. People will give you a gift. People will elevate you in their eyes. What more than that? By this way, we have to really be conscious about the gift. And inquire and try to seek the gift from Allah. For this, my brother and sister in Islam, invitation again is not a session. Invitation is a gift from Allah. He opens the heart of whom He wants. And by the way, I'm going to share something. Honestly, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot be inviter and have bad quality. You cannot be inviter and be stingy. You cannot be inviter and be jealous. You cannot be inviter and be greedy. You cannot be inviter and be arrogant. You have to be humble. The more you humble yourself, the more Allah will accept you. The more you be generous with others for Allah, the more Allah will accept you. You ever heard about a prophet or messenger stingy? Or collecting money? Or spending money? They always spend money for Allah. And they wait for Allah to reimburse them in His own way. And give them in His own way. and many evidence in Quran and Sunnah about that. My dear brother and sister in Islam, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the light and vision and accept us as a worker for Allah by the teaching and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the pleasure of Allah only, sincerely to Allah, with the acceptance of Allah by His will and His generosity and His mercy. And we hope, inshaAllah, to die in a state of inviting toward Allah and the heart full of Allah, to live with La ilaha illallah, to invite toward La ilaha illallah, to die with La ilaha illallah, to enter the grave with La ilaha illallah, to be resurrected with La ilaha illallah, to enter paradise with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brother and sister in Islam, it is a journey. All our life is a bunch of journey, different journey. Either a journey to accumulate wealth or a journey to accumulate paradise. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah be pleased and blessing be upon him, peace and blessing be upon him, he said of the meaning of من أحب دنيا أضر بآخرته ومن أحب آخرته أضر بدنيا فآثر ما يبقى على ما يفنى. Whoever love his life, he will hurt and minus his hereafter. And whoever love his hereafter, he will minus and hurt his life in this life. And after that he said, فَآثِرُوا مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى. Choose what is staying or what is leaving. What is staying hereafter for infinity? What is leaving this life? This is why you cannot invite toward Allah with pressure. You cannot invite toward Allah and you have to. No, there's no such you have to. There's no such you have to. Everything by the will of Allah. If Allah open, and remember, Allah is the guider. Allah is the one who gives huda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one, He gives light and opens the heart of others. And us, inshaAllah, Allah al-Fattah, He is the opener. He is the one who opens the road and opens everything for us. This way is a package. It's a package deal. We cannot take a piece and drop another's. We cannot tailor it according to ourselves. We have to take it the way it is and learn it and calculate it, repeat it, hear it, call for it, ask Allah, pray for it, and deny ourselves. Feel responsibility. Go toward Allah. Set the example, set the role model, steadfast. Close our eyes and ears and tongue from all bad things and only engage of what Allah love in a way Allah want by the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with mercy and kindness and generosity, with patience. And again, da'wah, you have to set the role model. You have to set the example. And sometimes I advise, the best way to do da'wah, the silent da'wah. Silent da'wah is the most powerful da'wah. Because today people watch you before you talk. If they like what they see, they will want you to hear from them, talk to them, and they want to hear from you. But actually I ask myself first, why do you want to hear from me? What I done for them? What kind of quality I show them? How much I pray for them? How much I call Allah for them? How much I return to Allah and tell Allah to open the heart for me and for them? My dear brother and sister in Islam, the main core of da'wah is to return everything to Allah. This is why the Prophet ﷺ, he used to cry at night. I said it in another tape, and I do not know if I remember it or not to share it with you, but I'm going to repeat it. One of the major pillar of da'wah is three. Number one, to give a punch in the face, and a punch in the stomach, and a punch in the heart. The punch in the face, good manner and good behavior and good character. The punch in the stomach, to be generous in food and gift and different things. And the punch in the stomach, in the heart, they call it the core and the main spinal cord of da'wah, which cry to Allah at night and ask Allah to open your heart and open the heart for you. Every time you make da'wah to somebody, call Allah, make dua. Do not rely on yourself, do not say, I did. No, oh Allah, I did so and so, oh Allah, accepted for me. Humble and return to the owner, the one you're working for him. Again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us as an inviter toward Allah. And remember, Allah challenging mankind. Who is the best doer and the best talker than the one he invited toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Remember the gift. Remember the price. لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك مما طلعت عليه الشمس. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make you the cause of guiding one person better than the whole earth and what it contained. Why? The price is humongous. Meaning, if you are the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open one heart for you and use you for that, you get a gift from Allah and a reward better than the whole earth and what it contains. If I believe about this hadith only, if I believe about it, what I worry about, what I'm thinking about, why I really want accumulate. If I make all kind of business, I make all kind of money, and I do not invite toward Allah, what kind of lust I have? Call Allah, inshaAllah, and ask Him for me, for you, for all the Muslim, and for mankind. Oh Allah, guide us to your path, Ya Allah. Give us your mercy, Ya Allah. Open our vision to what we need and what we really desire, Ya Allah. It was only your desire, Ya Allah, to invite people toward you, Ya Allah, to spread guidance, Ya Allah, to spread mercy, Ya Allah, to spread light, Ya Allah, to spread love, Ya Allah, to be the bird who's spreading all goodness and peace in earth, Ya Allah, for you only, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us leave this life with a good message, with a good reminder from ins and jinn and earth and the sky and mountain and trees. Let everyone remember, we're only working for you, Allah. Day and night, Ya Allah, because nobody deserves to be worshipped except you, and only by the teaching of your beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe in you, Ya Allah. We believe in your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. We believe in your book, Ya Allah. And inshaAllah, we try to carry it in the right way, in the way you like it, Ya Allah. And we need your help, Ya Allah. We need your support, Ya Allah. We need your guidance, Ya Allah. We need your ability and power, Ya Allah. Without it, we cannot do nothing except you, Ya Allah. Allahumma ahdina, wahdi bina, waj'alna sababan liman ihtada wahdi al-nasa jami'a. Allahumma ahdi al-insa wal-jana ajma'in. Allahumma aj'alna hudatan mahdiyin, ghayra dalin wala mudallin. Allahumma istakhdimna linusrat dinak, ala sunnat habibaka al-Mustafa. وأنت راض عنا ومتقبل منا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم عافنا واعف عنا. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين ظلموا ولا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا اللهم احفظنا بما حفظت به الذكر وانصرنا بما نصرت به الرسل وأيدنا بنصرك الذي لا يهزم أبدا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وجزاكم الله كل خير اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما اللهم اجعله حجة لنا وليست علينا اللهم اجعله حجة لنا وليست علينا اللهم لا تمتنا وتأخذنا من هذه الدنيا إلا ولنا فيها صفة ولنا فيها آثار يقتدى بها إن شاء الله وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وجزاكم الله كل خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.